Well, last week we spoke with the Byrd brothers of Marblehead, Massachusetts, on their 28-foot sailboat, setting off with 64 other teams using only wind or paddle power in the race to Alaska, 750 miles from Port Townsend, Washington, to Ketchikan, Alaska, through dangerous, isolated straits and open ocean. Well, they won. The brothers ringing the bell on the dock in Ketchikan last night. Second place, Team Big Broderna, two brothers from Washington State. All of the other boats, kayakers, paddleboarders are still days out. So 28-year-old Trevor, 30-year-old Chris, 32-year-old Trip Byrd join us, exhausted from Ketchikan. Trip, you and Chris did this in 2015, came in second after 9 days. This time, after 4 days, 3 hours, 5 minutes, first. Congratulations.
Thank you, Robin. Oh. What an amazing trip.
Talk about the last stretch. Real nail biter. You were neck and neck with the second place boat.
The conditions got pretty challenging towards the end. There were some really big weather systems coming through. So you're sailing through the night with overhead waves and crazy wind. So it's a little bit reckless at times. And they pushed insanely hard through the end and closed a big gap. So the morning of the last day, we see them on the horizon, about equal with us, and it just turned into a match race from then on.
This was the boat also helmed by brothers.
Exactly.
Chris, I want to ask you, you guys were sharing updates all along the way. There were times when parts of the boat broke.
Yeah, we hit a few smaller things in the water that broke some parts along the way and tried to repair as best we could while keeping going.
At one point, you described thinking you were about to head into these huge breaking waves and you were bracing for it. It turned out to be what?
It was quite the opposite. You know, we were just totally battened down everything, and we thought we heard some waves coming up, and what it turned out to be was a big group of porpoises all swimming alongside of us.
Wow. And it looked like waves. And they stayed with you for a while. This is a race of just wind and human power. When you're caught in currents and eddies and there's nothing you can do, that's got to be frustrating.
Oh, yeah, very much so. And, you know, that's part of what makes the race so interesting, too, is it's a whole other tactical element to it. Watching what's going on, you know, there's always opportunity to catch up or lose some ground based on these currents.
Yeah. Trevor, this was your first race of this kind. Your brothers did it a couple years ago. What? I mean, you guys are close anyway, but here you are really close, you know, constantly over 4 days, aware of your surroundings and what you're anticipating next. Did somebody almost get thrown overboard, or did it bring you closer? What did it do?
You know, it's funny. We stepped off the dock and we were talking afterwards and we asked the question, you know, what did we talk about for the last 4 days? What did we do? And it was almost all racing all the time, which is, you know, I think it says a lot about who we are as people, that all we want to do is go out there and win.
Yeah. When you came in, when you saw that you were winning.
Well, we didn't know we had won until we crossed the line. It was amazing, though. It was the last 12 hours, 24 hours of just having that other boat right next to us and just pushing, 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 pushing. And just the relief that, okay, we did it. We can relax. We can stop working really, really hard. We're finally here. And man, I'm just looking forward to a shower.
I'm sure everyone's looking forward to all three of you having a shower. Mm-hmm. Well, Chris, I have to do some disclosure here. Again, your mom, Jean Verbridge, my college roommate. Your dad, Chuck, just recently passed after a battle with cancer. And I'd asked you when we spoke at the beginning of the race, you know, did you ever think of not going? And you all said he would want you to. Did this do what you thought it might do, kind of be a way for you guys to have some sort of ritual after your dad's passing?
Yeah, you know, I think it's safe to say that all of us definitely, you know, we're thinking about dad quite a bit. So, yeah, I mean, it was just a fantastic opportunity for us to hang out as a family as well.
Yeah. Trip. Best moment of the trip?
Going through Seymour Narrows with the dolphins was amazing. It's a point of the race that is known for being so treacherous. And when we sort of realized that we had luck on our side, and then this pod of dolphins or pod of porpoises coming through with us and playing with the boat as we blast through this area that had been such a threat on the horizon. That was pretty incredible. And then just actually having fun sailing with my brothers, that was something we've never done before. And, you know, the second to last day of the race, we had been getting really beaten up in some tough waves and weather and tucked in behind an island to find some shelter, and just found this one stretch of really flat water with big wind from behind. So we had the spinnaker up and going as fast as the boat could go. And it was just one of those moments where we all look at each other and are like, okay, you know, this is pretty awesome. We're in the middle of nowhere, hundreds of miles from anything, and having some of the best sailing of our lives. Mm.
I don't know if it's occurred to you that it is Father's Day coming. And, you know, we speculated he might be the wind in your sails.
Yeah, for us, this was a excellent way to spend time together in a situation where that's sort of what family is good for.
Yeah. Well, Trip Chris and Trevor Bird, winners of this year's Race to Alaska, thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin.
Chuck is proud. And we'll link you to pictures, their website, a way to track R2AK, the Race to Alaska, and all the other racers, including the paddleboarders. First time they've been in this race. And by the way, the Bird Brothers race to win, but also to raise money for SeaShare, a nonprofit that gets nutrient-rich seafood into food pantries and homeless shelters. For more about SeaShare, and again, to track the rest of the race, go to hereandnow.org.